wants to dance and drink all night. Well, there's no one that can stop her.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Q. Overtime 137. Mark Bland, joined by, of course, Matt Krueger. And my main man, Bobby.
Shit's about to go down.
Shit is about to go down, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what we do here on this show. It's overtime, so we loosen up the language a little bit, and we give you a little bit of that fun that you were so desperately wanting throughout the entire show that you heard live across the nation and syndicated throughout the wonderful United States of America. Bobby, you said you had something interesting you wanted me to hear about on overtime, sir.
All right, so when you die, okay?
Yes.
What's the one thing that you're worried about?
I would say for me it'd be my family being okay, or at least some type of financial sustenance for them, or at least a way to pay for the burial or the funeral or something like that.
Mr. Krueger?
Yeah, I would think financially.
Okay. No. See, you got it all wrong. You should be worried about who writes the obituary.
Really?
Okay.
Why should we be worried about the writer of the obituary?
Bloomingdale, Illinois.
Yes.
A man passed away on September 11th of this year.
All right.
The obituary reads, "The man, the myth, the legend."
Okay.
"Men wanted to be him. Women wanted to be with him. William Freddie McCullough died on September 11th. Freddie loved deep-fried southern food, smothered in cane syrup, fishing at Santee Cooper Lake, Little Debbie's cakes, Two and a Half Men, Beautiful Women, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Jim Beans, not always necessarily in that order. He hated vegetarians and hypocrites, not necessarily in that order. He was a master craftsman who single-handedly built his own beautiful house from the ground up. Freddie was also great at growing fruit trees, grilling chicken, and ribs. Again, not in that order. He was also great at popping wheelies on his Harley at 50 miles per hour, making everyone feel making everyone feel appreciated, and hitting Coke bottles at 30 yards away with his .45 caliber. When it came to floor covering, Freddie was one of the best in the business. He loved doing it. Freddie loved to tell stories, and you could be sure 50% of every story was true. You just couldn't figure out which 50%. He was a hero for his six children, blah, 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 blah. There isn't enough space here to list all of the women that Freddie was with in his past. And
wow.
That is how it ends.
That is an amazing way to, like, send somebody out when it comes to an obituary.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't be scared of that, though. It really made the dude sound out like he was, like, a baller is what it sounded like, you know?
It made the obituary made it sound like that guy meant a lot to whoever wrote it.
Yeah, they don't say who writes it, but it does say, you know, that the ladies always adored him, and that his three role models were Marshall, Matt Dillon, Ben Cartwright, and from Two and a Half Men, Charlie Harper.
Oh, there you go.
Charlie Sheen's character.
Winning.
So, yeah.
You know, it's really funny. Like, I think back on certain things. Like, a couple of years ago when me and Matt were doing Savage Vibrations, like, you had the whole Rebecca Black Friday song that became,
this
huge internet success. Like, a big, big internet deal.
Right.
And then you had the whole zombie guy down in Florida who ate the guy's face off. Like, that was a really big, huge story. And then there was Charlie Sheen in the whole, like, month and a half of him being nuts. And
Tiger blood
and, like, having the whores at his house and the winning and the cocaine and all that. Like we have these sections of history now that are so embedded into our minds that normally probably back in the past they had similar instances,
right,
but you never hear about them. But the way social media works and the way we just work as people goes so fast now.
Yeah.
Like, we have a new thing. Like, what's the big internet thing right now? I would say...
Is it still twerking?
Twerking
was just
shaking.
A few weeks ago, right? There was that was a big deal, like the whole twerking thing.
I'm pretty sure Harlem Shaking is still big. I still see new videos popping up.
I don't think Harlem, but that was a big thing last year. Like, that was that was the big drop last year. I don't know if there's anything that's like huge, like internet wise, but we just give it a few months, something's is bound to break. Something amazing is bound to break. Okay. Dr. Love, are you in the house?
Yeah, baby.
Paging Dr. Love.
All right, Dr. Love. Here we go. I did something terribly wrong, Mark. So hopefully I was not a total dumbass yesterday. A girl pulled out in front of me and I hit her, so I called the police. They came, did a report, and gave her a ticket for pulling into oncoming traffic, failing to give me the right of way. I was a little shaken up by not thinking and totally forgot to get her insurance information. I know the cop took both of our driver's license and proof of insurance into his car to complete the report. Did I make a huge mistake, or will I be able to obtain her information from the report? Now, I don't think Dr. Love needs to worry about that one so much, but the next one is definitely on your plate. I would say that in that case right there, yeah, just call for the police report, you know?
Yeah, the police report has it all.
That's a simple situation to fix right there. Like, I mean, and don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about her and all that. You know, that's what insurance companies are for. I was freaked out the first time. I got abused. The first time that I actually was in an insurance claim situation where I basically a guy was driving. He was driving. It was on St. Charles Rock Road. You got two lanes going this direction, two lanes going that direction, and then you have a center lane for turning in either direction. I was in the center lane trying to turn into Taco Bell. It was raining out. It was like 6:30 at night. This guy's coming this way in the lane closest to the turn lane. He's coming towards me. Well, he wants to get around the guy in front of him because he's flying, so he decides to pull into the turn lane and use it as a third lane of traffic to try to go around this other guy because he's blocked on the other side. So as he does this, he whips back in, and I don't see it happening as I'm starting to turn, and I clip the back edge of this dude's car. He got super, super lucky. But he pulled one of those, I was 16 years old, we don't need to get the police involved, I'll just give you my information. And of course, the information was fake. It was the wrong house, not real information. He actually was dumb enough. The only thing that worked out to my advantage, Matt, and that made it lucky, was the fact that the information that he gave was the house next to his house. So when the cops went to the one house, they said, no, we don't know what you're talking about. And they said something to the lady, well, we know what kind of car it was, this, that, and that. And the lady goes, oh, well, my neighbor, it's under that cover right there. He's got a Yugo, a red Yugo, like that. And they go and pick it up. And, of course, the exact same spot I said I hit and all that is right there. And it was hit. It was that car.
Dude.
So they found the guy. But so I got lucky as crap. My dad about had a conniption fit.
Why'd you just say crap?
I don't know. Just because I wasn't trying to cuss. Like, you know, it's one of those things. You know.
I mean, this is overdrive. Overtime.
Oh,
I always
God.
Call
this
it.
This guy comes on my show. He calls it overdrive.
Not the first time.
He goes to Summerfest.
Always.
SummerSlam.
Always call it overdrive.
He goes to WrestleFest in May and watches it. Even
good old
it's in
WrestleFest
April.
Just happened in
WWE WrestleFest in New York and all that. Oh, my God.
Same kind of situation happened with a friend of mine, actually. This guy. I was in the car with him when this happened. We were probably 17. We played baseball together. We were on our way to a baseball game, and somebody hit the back of him when we were on St. Charles Rock Road, coming off of Highway 270, making a right-hand turn, and someone hit the back of him because they weren't paying attention and didn't see that he was stopped.
Right.
Didn't really do any damage. But the other guy, you know, my buddy's giving him the information, and the other guy's like, oh, you know, don't worry about it. We're not going to, you know, make any claims or anything like that. So being 17, you know, the first accident, we didn't think anything of it. And this asshole turns around and makes a claim on his insurance company.
Oh, Jesus.
So we didn't have any information, anything to be able to help us and go off of. So
you ever have a situation like that, Matt, at all?
No.
Are you just really too busy?
I had to stop and think for a second because I've been in a couple of fender benders, but I don't think I've ever had any insurance problems.
Oh, fair enough.
Worst accident I ever got into, I was skipping school to go meet a girl. It was snowing and icy outside. No, it wasn't because I totally destroyed the car, and I was way away from where I shouldn't have been. I was at 55 in Loughborough, and I tried to tell my mom that I just missed the exit to go check out the St. Louis Cardinals Museum. And she said, you're such a dumbass because you're like 8 exits away. What were you really doing? Yeah. I was in deep shit.
So you got caught. All right, Dr. Love, it's time. Jeez. It's time. Woo! I'm ready for Dr. Love.
Dr.
Love. So you got to put down your cell phone. You got to put it away. All right, here we go. Some short background. Married for 5 years together. Together for 12 with a 2-year-old son. So they've been married for 5 years, together for 12 with a 2-year-old son. All right? Long story short, my wife has been contemplating divorce and seems to be searching for a reason. She wants me to submit to a lie detector test to see if her suspicion of me being gay is true or not. This idea came from an incident a few months ago where she saw me in front of our house talking to a passerby who she thought was obviously gay, and since I was talking to him, I therefore must be gay also.
Like he caught it.
Yeah. The question is, should I take the test for her? I feel that by doing this, she will be demeaning our whole relationship, and I don't see how I can continue in this relationship after being subjected to this. Thoughts? Well,
time out. We have a friend that's gay, so I guess by default, that makes you and I gay.
Yeah, we're super gay.
Oh, yeah.
We're the gayest of the gay. Go ahead, Dr. Okay. Love. Take this one.
I think that he should take the lie detector test. If anything else, just to humor her. If he is afraid of taking the lie detector test, maybe there's a reason behind it.
That might give her credence.
But if it comes back, no, he's not gay. You know, it's like, you know, the question, are you gay? No. And it comes back, oh, motherfucker, he's lying. Well, then give her the divorce. I mean, if she wants it so bad, give her the divorce.
I say take this to another level. I say if you're going to do this right, go all the way. You get a hold of Maury Povich show, right? You bring her live on national TV. If you know for a fact you're going to pass anyway, you know what I'm saying? Bring her live on national TV so that you can get the music played so you can do your dance afterwards in front of the live, like boom, boom, boom.
Do the I'm not the father dance that everybody does.
Yeah, you got to. You got to do the I'm not the father dance, dude. You have to do the I'm not gay dance.
Okay, so basically, I think that
take her on
the relationship is damaged. Is it repairable? I've seen
probably not if she thinks you're gay.
I've seen a lot of relationships in worse shape than this come out, and you know, successfully. It takes work by both parties, but if both parties are not willing to work, and it doesn't sound like she is, your best option is to
cut bait and move on.
Take the money that would normally, because, I mean, who's ponying up the money for the lie detector test, and just invest in a good lawyer so you can keep your gay shit.
Yeah, keep your gay shit secret. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Good job, Dr. Matt. That's what I'm talking about. All right. I got two questions here. One a little serious, and one a little bit fun to finish off overtime with, okay?
Okay.
Should an adult, we'll do the serious one first, should an adult have the option to legally sign a medical suicide waiver to end their life?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe that that's a yes also. I think that, you know, we just put so much time and effort into this belief of religion and law and ideas and this thing. And I've talked multiple times on the show before this overtime and all that about we're born, eventually we die. And I'm not trying to be morbid or sick or depressing or anything like that. But, like, at a certain point, if you're in a position, like, that's the whole Terry Schiavo thing. That's the whole Dr. Death. Not Steve Williams.
Dr. Kevorkian?
Dr. Kevorkian. Dr.
Well, Death. It's like Steve Williams.
Steve Williams?
Dr. Death.
Poor guy died from cancer.
No, Dr. Death Kevorkian. You know, it's the whole idea that if you have somebody who's got a terminal illness, they're comfortable with the idea of you know, moving on and passing on to the next realm or whatever, and they don't have a problem with it, and they're willing to sign the legal documents that says, I give the person the right to do this, I am ready to terminate my life, I don't feel that it's comfortable anymore, and I would be better off not dealing with this anymore. Right. I think that you should have every right to tell somebody that and to pull it. Now, it should be done in a regimented, in a protected way. Like, I don't think it should just be open for, like, you know, here's the tattoo shop and right next to it is the death chair. You know what I'm saying?
But like, with Dr. No, like, I'm going to pay my next door neighbor, Mark, to shoot me in the face for $20, you know? Like, it's all cool.
It shouldn't be like that. But, yeah, there should be a regimented way to where if you wanted to do that and you go through the proper channels, you can go to the hospital and they can put you down.
But did
not like a dog.
Like a dog.
But that's exactly what it is.
That's basically what's happening.
But the Dr. Kevorkian guy, did he actually administer the drugs that killed the people?
Yes.
Or, okay. Because I know there's another story.
He administered the drugs and he oversaw them as they went into the person. That's why they brought him up on charges, because they were saying that he was murdering, and because they don't have the other party there. Even though he had signed documents and waivers, their claim is none of the stuff was notarized. So at no point was there ever a witness to the signings of any of the documents that he had. Even though they were legally binding agreements in the United States require a witness or a notary public to actually make them legally used in a court of law.
They got him on a technicality.
So they basically got him on a technicality that these people are dead. You could have faked that. Like the signings of the documents and all that. And we don't have them here to say that it happened.
Here's the thing, though. It's like, aren't you innocent until proven guilty? And saying that you could have faked that, well, you could have also not faked it, and that's reasonable doubt.
Well, good point. I don't know what to say on that one. I think
bingo.
Bingo. Yahtzee. Yahtzee over here. This guy's got Yahtzee. That should be a new little tagline for
Yahtzee.
The show. Yahtzee.
Bazinga?
Okay, last one.
No.
What's the stupidest thing, Bobby, that anyone's ever been mad at you for? The dumbest, most retarded thing that anybody's just ever been mad at you for.
Let me start on Monday from something my wife said. Shit, there's so much stuff I could go down the list. You didn't change the kid's diaper on time. You didn't? No, okay.
I mean, that's kind of paltry. I'm talking about something. I'm talking about something a little bit more meaty than that. Like, I mean, that's just typical wife-husband stuff. Like, the dumbest thing somebody's truly been angry at for you. The dumbest thing I've ever had somebody be mad at me for, honestly, is just having an opposite opinion of them. I don't even dislike the individual. Uh-huh. I don't have a problem with the individual. They presented their case or whatever, and then I said, well, I disagree. And literally the conversation that's in question had to do with politics, but I just said, I disagree. And
imagine
I didn't go into a lot of detail why I disagree. I just said, I disagree. And that set this individual off heavily. Heavily. And I mean, to this day, they don't talk to me because I just disagreed with them. Some people just can't handle things like that. What about you, Matt?
I'm trying to think, but isn't that a daily occurrence for you?
No, not really. Well, no, people disagree. No, I disagree with people on a daily occurrence, but not all of them flip out and go psycho nuts and then just don't ever talk to me again and have nothing to do with me. Like, that's just over the top. Like, I get it. If I slapped you in the face, called your mom a whore, did something that garnered your need to, like basically kill me off in your life. Like,
did
I get
it. Did you just fart?
No, that's just the chair. Makes those noises. No. I'm trying to make the noise again.
Man, I know we're uncensored here, but man.
Crap
a little
his
bit
pants.
Of coots.
So nothing from Matt, from Dr. Matt. What about you, Bobby?
Probably, this sounds, now that I'm thinking about it, it's very high schoolish, but there was this girl that I was good friends with, and she actually came to me and kind of basically was in a way trying to tell me that she liked me, and I didn't receive it very well. Because I
love you.
Thank you.
Thanks. But yeah, I didn't receive it very well, and she got very highly upset. And we haven't talked in, let's see, that was my junior year of high school. We haven't talked in almost 10 years.
You injured her personal like security or like her emotional security.
That's the trust girl that we talked about in the show. Sorry.
Oh man.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. That's probably the worst I've ever done.
I can't think of anything, like, I'm trying to think back into the past, but a lot of my past is fuzzy.
I think Matt's mad at me because I still owe him a Shawn Michaels book.
Yeah, but don't I still have...
Chris Jericho.
Yeah, no, you have my Chris Jericho book.
You have Shawn Michaels.
I have your Shawn Michaels book, which I still read occasionally.
From about 4 years ago.
Yeah. No, okay, here's this for
go ahead.
What's going on?
I'm listening.
Normally, that means end of show.
Well, okay.
I'm like, oh, God, I got to wrap up real fast.
No, you're
now
fine.
I'm
go
nervous.
Ahead. Tell your story.
All right. So just, you know, outside, you know, just relationship crap recently, I guess. You know, is it recently? I don't know. Either way, I was asked to look at something. I was like, hey, look at this on my phone. And on my phone, I'm actually watching Monday Night Raw. I'm like, hey, I'm going to watch some Raw. And they're like, oh, well, hey, look at this. And I'm like, okay, hold on. Let me take out my headphones. Let me turn my phone off and set my phone down and look at what you want me to look at. Completely got pissed off because they thought that I was going above and beyond and outside the realm of what was reasonable to pay attention to them. When I'm like, I want to set the phone down. I want to take my headphones out. So
I want to give you full focus.
I want to pay attention to you. And they got pissed.
Some people are just like that, man. What are you going to do?
Crabby. Rawr.
Very crabby. Rawr.
Rawr.
I don't know. It's like, is that unreasonable?
No, I don't think that's unreasonable at all. I think that you're fine. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us here on Overtime 137. Thank you so much to producer Bobby, as well as to Matthew Kruger at Savage Vibration, no S, on Twitter, and CC Papa on Twitter, and I'm at Mark Bland. Join us every single week for a brand new The Q, as well as Overtimes.
Absolutely. It's always exciting.
All right, guys, we will see you next time on the show. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready.
because I've had enough.